Forecast. The temperature has been dropping for days. Steel slabs of cloud grind the sky into an icy haze. Snow is predicted. Sleet threatens. Up early or all night, you are in the kitchen when I stumble in, tear swollen and sore from the mattress only folded out at holidays. In a practice that is routine, but not meant for me, you make 2 cups of coffee, sift sugar crystals and stir, pour in too much cream, scowl. I smile weakly in uninvited forgiveness. Weather watchers for 3 generations, amateur naturalists, forecasters, note takers, we stand on the old back porch to take stock of the approaching storm, shiver as wet gusts pack us into a huddle on the porch swing. Well-meaning friends said, "What a shock." But we both felt trouble brewing months ago, though no one ever knows for sure how soon. Breathing the ochre aroma rising like fog from your cup, you close your eyes, shudder with each rumble of thunder, stiffen with chill, wrap yourself like fingers around the familiar stories we have remembered, told and retold. Sigh the sound we will feel for weeks. Sipping, then forcing a swallow. I want to tell you that the snow that is coming will be beautiful, that your grief will fade. But as I take a breath to speak my consolation, the wind bears down hard, rattles the screen door like bones, and all I can think is that, like our coffee, everything seems to be getting colder.